evolution in our society, and more evil.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book Genesis and the Decay of the Nations. Ken, you've written a lot about the forced sterilization of thousands of Americans, which was carried out because of evolutionary thinking. And it didn't stop until a few decades ago. What happened here?
Well, you know, as evolutionary thinking was popularized more and more through the education system in the 20th century, it pervaded the minds of millions of Americans. Lawmakers believed that by sterilizing what they considered to be unfit humans, that this would help in the evolution of a better society. You know, one state law allowed for the legal forced sterilization of the feeble-minded, blind, drug addicts, sufferers of TB and syphilis, epileptics and the deaf, and even the homeless. And it was claimed that these people were the victims of bad genes. Therefore, the law was needed, they said, to achieve better racial purity. And in fact, this was the model adopted later by Hitler in Nazi Germany and used for the same purpose. Now, the law was even tested in court, going all the way to Supreme Court. This terrible practice of forced sterilization affected 70,000 people and continued in America even into the 70s. You know, the more people believe atheistic evolution, the more we'll see evil fruits in society.
The creation-evolution controversy continues to be at the front lines of America's culture wars. Find out the latest by reading Ken Ham's free booklet on that timely topic. Find it on the web free at AnswersRadio.com.